In sports last night. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We've got to talk about it. It's the big talk. The big talk. And the big talk is Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The American League beats the National League for the 9th consecutive year. This time 3-2. It was a basically 2-0 game. The National League with the lead as the game was into the fourth inning. At the top of the fourth inning, there was one out. And here's what happened in the game.
That ball is hammered to left center field. Goodbye! Two-run shot! Tie game! Right up to where he used to sit as a kid coming to games here at Dodger Stadium.
Watch this. Hands and then gone
to the postseason. He turns on a ball and hits it a mile. Byron Buxton puts the AL in front. Two mammoth home runs. Stanton and now Buxton.
Stanton and Buxton with their home runs. And guess who was named the All-Star MVP? That's right. A New York Yankee. Stanton, congratulations. His home run went 457 feet. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm old enough to remember when the National League dominated the American League. I think it was like 15 or 16 years in a row. Now, the American League, with their 9 consecutive wins, leads the all-time series. Pretty fun. I did not watch the game. I did not. I watched the highlights this morning. I have to get to bed, get my beauty sleep. I have to get my beauty sleep, I tell you. And it's obvious I don't get enough. Obvious I don't get enough beauty sleep. All right, other big story out of the night. Aaron Judge really didn't give the Yankee fans hope that he would definitely sign with the Yankees. He spoke with ESPN's Marty Rivera before the first pitch. Rivera told her story about a friend who has turned to son named Jacob who wants upset over the rumors that the Yankee slugger may leave the team following the end of the season. Quote, Jacob, buddy, we've got a lot of great Yankees on this team. There are a lot of great Yankees that will be here for a long time. So don't be upset. Hopefully, you'll be a Judge fan for life. That's not a ringing endorsement, even though he does say he wants to be a Yankee. Judge turned down an 8-year contract worth about $230 million before the start of the season. Reportedly looking for a 9-year deal worth about $320 million. And he said once the season started, he wouldn't talk about the contract until after the season. He does say he wants to stay with the Yankees, but they're going to have to pay, especially with the season he's having. They're going to have to pay big time. He bet on himself. He bet on himself to have an excellent year, and he has delivered. And you're only halfway through. Already 33 home runs. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the course of the year. And then after the season with Judge. So we'll get back to normal in sports. But that's basically our check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.